Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome everyone. Yes, it is Elizabeth Cookson. I'm back. I am so excited to share this time with you today. And you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show at elizabethcookson.com. And you know what? I apologize. I have been so busy. Got a lot of things going on, and I want to share with you a couple of things. First, you know, I will be on the air until the 10th of April, and then I will actually be transitioning off temporarily as I've just got so much going on. But I want to let you know what I'm going to do so that we don't lose connection with one another. I am going to blog just like I did last year. So please visit my website at elizabethcookson.com. I'm going to share a weekly reading with you. And if you need any blessings, any healings, any energy sent your direction, please just give me a shout out. Let me know. And I'll definitely get my group and myself praying for you. And I will be giving you inspirational blogs. And it's going to be fun. I'm going to do the little dancing and the fun stuff that I did before. So I can't wait to share that with you. So today, your heart is going to be just touched with my special guest. I am going to bring on Mile High Psychic Medium and Energy Practitioner, Michelle Houchins. And you know what? The majority of Michelle's 25-year career was spent as a 26-time award-winning sales and marketing executive in cardiac rhythm management. She has an acute intuitive skill ever since she was a small child, around the age of 5, I think. She can correct me if I'm wrong here in just a second. And as a child, she was also able to walk into a room and have that sense, you know, with people and how they are, and really it was like that kind of deja vu, but for her, it was like this overwhelming feeling. And so for the last 15 years, Michelle has really spent a lot of time working on herself so that she can be a gift to others. And she is a certified and licensed in so many areas. It's amazing. It's I know she's working in the neurolinguistics programming, the LNP. She is an advanced hypnotherapist, past life regression therapy, Psyche, advanced theta healing, intuitive philosophy, and she's done some courtroom mediation. So I have to share with you, she is absolutely amazing. We've worked together here in the Denver metro area. And, you know, so many of the folks that she's worked with all talk about, you know, how they help, you know, she really guides and assists them in finding that greater happiness, the personal health, getting a clear direction in their life. She helped me definitely, and it was seconds, we'll talk about this in a minute, about the financial abundance and clarity that she brought into my life. Without further ado, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Oh, namaste, Elizabeth. Gosh, I'm humbled. Who is that?
That is
namaste,
you.
Namaste, everybody.
Is you. And I should probably share, we're going to talk about spiritual spring cleaning today. And we talked a little bit right before we came on the air. And Michelle, I'm just going to let you get started. Talk a little bit about the equinox and some of this retrograde stuff that we just skipped and bounced right out of.
Right. Yeah. Well, namaste, everybody. So our topic today is spring cleaning. And, you know, if we're going through our entire life, you know, often we look outside of ourselves to do the spring cleaning, when really the first place is to start with this whole aspect of mind, body, spirit. And we just came out of Mercury retrograde, which happens about 3 times a year for 3 weeks. And Mercury retrograde is all about communication. So it often causes a lot of frustration, this sense of agony. And then on top of it, for 2013, we're the year of the water snake. So when you look at the Chinese calendar, we're the year of the water snake, where things often transition very quickly. If you think about the movements of the snake, that it moves here, all of a sudden it stops, it turns on a dime. So, you know, advice from many Chinese astrologers is to move very slow when we're working in a year of the water snake. So then we come out of Mercury retrograde and boom, 3 days later, it's spring. We're on the equinox. And the equinox is fantastic right now because it's all about balance. And that really is the significance of the equinox. It's when the sun is in a, the same plane as the Earth's equator. So it's not, it's that sense of balance. We have 12 hours of sun and 12 hours of moon. It's the biggest balance area, and it's perfect for spring. So if we start talking about this whole aspect of mind, body, spirit, we'll start talking about balance. And to our electromagnetic field, it's a lot about homeostasis. Elizabeth, did I lose you?
No, Michelle, you're still there. Okay, so I was like, I was listening. I was like, okay, what happened to Michelle? Because I'm just like on pins and needles listening. I'm like, okay, yes, homeostasis. And, I think it's really, let's just start out first with the first thing that you talked about was really getting connected with ourselves. Yeah. Because one of the things, you know, we think about spring cleaning and clearing our clutter and getting rid of everything that bogs us down. And it makes so much sense to start with ourselves. Start right. Looking at how are we interacting with ourselves and with those around us. And one of the things, Michelle, that I forgot to share at the beginning of the show, which I typically do, is a reading. And I'll just make it really short and sweet, but it was really about playtime, that it's really time now to play and create joy in our lives so that we can begin to manifest. And how beautiful is that, especially now that we're talking about clearing our clutter, our spiritual clutter. And so I want you to share a little bit more, what you were sharing with the equinox and spring and the balance, because obviously the month of March, the number 3, all about balance. I mean, this is absolutely perfect. So when you're sharing about having this homeostasis, go ahead and continue with that, because it's really an interesting topic for me. I'm kind of going, okay, keep going. That's why I was waiting. I'm like, okay, just taking a drink of water. Let's go. This is exciting.
Thank you.
I was sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. So, you know, we're a bunch of these energetic particles that come together to create a physical form. You know, it happens in nature. It happens within the physical body. Everything is a bunch of atoms vibrating, coming together in this essence of physical form. So Mother Earth, just like our human bodies or our etheric bodies, if we get out farther than the physical body, really goes to this place of homeostasis. It's a natural occurrence in universal laws. So what do I mean by that? It's the sense of balance. It's how, you know, I mean, we can go into the seasons, we can go into weather, how that works. What I want to talk about is a little bit more about us and this whole sense of spring cleaning to put us back in balance, back in homeostasis. The sense of balance. So what we know in the human body is that when we're in a natural occurrence of balance, if we were to accidentally cut ourselves, that our body would automatically know what to do. We don't need to say, hey, body, you need to start sending in some white blood cells, and now you need angiotensin for clotting factors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just does it. It automatically repairs itself. Well, this is how the mind, body, spirit works. When we start clearing out all of this old junk, I'm going to call belief systems that no longer work for you. So in modern psychology, as a neurolinguistics programming practitioner, we talk about these belief systems that are truly energetic cycles on the body. So as I work as a psychic medium, I see energetic cycles on the body. And as we do this, there's really no right or wrong to them. It doesn't work in your life. So as we start looking at this, how do we know what our belief systems are? And many describe them in the unconscious mind, and they're linked to physiologic responses or neurochemical reactions like serotonin, dopamine. Some people have heard some of this. Feelings that emit and are linked to feelings of calmness, of peace, or extreme anxiety and fear. So we link our emotions with these neurochemicals because of these belief systems, which elicit this in the human body. So as you start looking at this, often we'll start to say, you know what, why do I keep thinking that? This, you know, I'm thinking back to when I was six, when my mom or dad or a teacher said this. You know, I'll give an example. When I was in kindergarten, I was out playing, and we came in and sat down in the gymnasium, and one of the teachers looked at me, and he said, "I deem you Princess Dirty Face." And you would have thought he crushed my world by calling me Princess Dirty Face. I'm like, no, I wanted to be Cinderella. I didn't want to be Princess Dirty Face, right? So I was just thinking of this the other day. And, you know, what was so funny is that one of my guides said to me, well, you forgot that you took on Mother Earth. So why didn't you look at that as a wonderful thing, that you're carrying the dirt as a recognition of who you are, because I'm American Indian, of Mother Earth? And I thought, oh, if I had been that smart when I was six, right? But
absolutely.
So awesome.
Michelle, we are going to have to take a commercial break.
Great.
Little Princess Dirty Face. And we will be right back after these messages. So
fantastic.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
There is higher love. Welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Pixon and my very special guest, Mile High psychic medium and energy practitioner, Michelle Houchins. Michelle, I would love for you to share your website and how people can get connected with you.
Oh, sure. It's my first and last name. So it's Michelle with two L's, and my last name is Houchins, H-O-U-C-H-E-N-S, and I have a worldwide practice. Energy travels universally, so everything I do in person, I do on the phone.
And, you know, speaking of that, let me give everybody our number today. It's 1-800-930-2819, and if you would like a reading from Michelle today, definitely give us a call. And, Michelle, let's go ahead and get started with, you know, we were starting to talk a little bit about our energetic fields and how they get cluttered up with stuff. So let's start with that piece. And how do we know that our energetic field has got stuff?
Perfect. You know, so I shared my silly little story for a point of silly little things like Princess Dirty Face stick in our memories. And when it sticks in our memories and we bring up these emotions that are linked to them, that at the time, in the moment, in these belief systems, we link emotions to them. And what it brought up for me was this negative feeling, you know, and it really was pretty insignificant, but it brought up this negative emotion that someone was unkind to me. And that's what I did when I was 60 years old. Well, we store those energetically in our unconscious brain, and really they're all over the body. So when I work as a medical intuitive, as I see disease process, and I work with people, and it's been my background with chronic diseases, with heart disease, cancers, diabetes, you name it, asthma, I see belief systems linked in and around these diseases. And really how I look at disease is displaced frequency. So if we start to look at this, these belief systems, how they're triggered or how we know, is it something we're thinking of? So the first thing we can do is really get conscious of our thought. Many people are on the planet are getting very conscious of their words. Now step back and get conscious of your thoughts. What I say to people is, why would you say something negative to yourself? Why, you know, why would you do this? And people say, well, I don't know, but I do. You know, I don't believe in myself.
And all the time, right?
Right. I don't believe in myself. I think I'm a mess up. I don't think I deserve it. You know, I think it's this. I think it's that. So the first thing is to get conscious of your thoughts. Your thoughts are the first initiator. And remember that we are continuously manifesting through these laws of creation. There's many. We talk a lot about the law of attraction, but they're interacting. Millions of laws and sub-laws are interacting all the time. They're built on mathematical equations. So get conscious of your thoughts and of your words. Now, the next thing is to take a look at your life. The manifestation of these thoughts and words are what is in your life currently. So if you take a look at your life and you say, wow, I have this great life, but boy, I keep having these thoughts that are reoccurring for me that are other than what I desire, you know, take the judgment out of it. Fantastic. What we know through neuroplasty or this whole area of the brain is that
neuroplasty exists, or we can re-imprint the brain. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's say I work with people who've gone through many traumatic events in their life, you know, and often they develop this sense of post-traumatic stress disorder. But it could be as much as I had a parent who verbally abused me, or, and listen, that's a very significant thing. I don't mean to be, you know, make that a small issue in your life, but that's something that keeps recurring in I keep hearing those words. What we know is we can redefine those words in the brain in that experience. It's called neuroplasty. Look it up. There's a lot of research on it, and it, you know, fantastic clinical research. So as we do this, the first thing to do is to get cognizant of what's working and what isn't working. Look at like software programs in your energetic field. So that's where I start. And the next thing is, what we know is that people who lack solution in their brains, or the sense of, I don't know what to do, we know, and we're not sure of all the mechanics physically, but what we know is they tend to have greater disease process and more pain. So getting conscious of what's working and isn't working in your life is very, very important to the state of staying healthy in a state of wellness or disease prevention. Now, how do you do this? It's first is just grab a pad and start writing it down. Take a look at your life. Start looking at these thought patterns and what works and doesn't. The next step is to ask for help. Now, we have this whole big thing we call the universe. You can describe it many ways, and you can describe this higher power in many terms. You know, I have a client that calls it Glenn. George Carlin calls it the great electron. Divine, spirit, God, however you'd like to term this, is to start this connection with this higher power and say, you know what, I desire to change this. Now, many people love this realm of the angelic realm, or what some people call the archetypes of Archangel Michael, Ariel. And listen, that's all of this higher power. Fantastic. Ask for help is my point. When you ask for help, you will find your whole life starting to change. People will start saying very coincidental things to what you were just speaking of these belief systems didn't work. All of a sudden you'll look and some billboard will say something that speaks to you. You read something. You know, things on the earth will start occurring.
That is so true, Michelle.
Yeah.
That is so
true.
Hey, and you know what? We have had a listener on hold here for about 5 minutes who would love to talk to you. So if you don't mind, let's bring her on. Christy, let's go ahead and bring on Kathy. Kathy, welcome. You are listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth and Michelle.
Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Michelle. I'm loving the conversation, and it's so delightfully perfect for my life. In this moment, I'm digging into a lot of opportunity for creating something going forward, and I would love to get a read from Michelle on that. I'm very excited. I think it's perfect with what you were just sharing, that something starts speaking to you very deeply. It's birthing, and I'm trying to keep out of the fighting it with my mind because I know it's intended to happen.
Namaste, Kathy. You know, listen, we're all in the human form, so, you know, it's inevitable. Tell me your exact question. Are you going more towards career or development for yourself? They're both intermixed, and the first things that I heard as I'm clairaudient was law. What does law or legal have to do with you?
Very interesting. That one I don't know. At first I thought you said loss, which would be definitely interesting.
No, I heard L-A-W. I just clarified that to make sure my hearing was there. I heard law. So let's get more specific. What question would you like? Is it a personal develop or more career?
I think it's more career, but it is what my entire personal life has been built around understanding in a very intimate and compassionate way. It's around grief, loss, and a new way of experiencing all of that.
So that's interesting. Here's what I hear.
Okay.
I'm hearing you're to be a grief counselor for legal. It has a sense of murder or hate crime victims. You work with a mediator, and inside of this mediator, it will assist them greatly to have a grief counselor on hand, because often they're mediating in legal cases with this, and having someone who's an expert right there is huge. So interesting how our hearing works too. You know, you heard me say loss. I'm saying law and how they're intermixed. No coincidence there, huh? Kathy, but
no,
what I hear is, here's the sticking point. Do you feel you found your life purpose? I hear sort of, kind of, but no, and I'm avoiding it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, Michelle.
Okay.
Because I have an absolute affinity with folks that have been through grief, because I've been through grief. I've gone through full circle and understanding a very different experience of it as I've grown, and versus where I started as a 13-year-old child experiencing grief for the first time traumatically. And it's one of those things that I feel incredibly very comfortable putting my arms around people, even perfect strangers, which I know there are none, and giving comfort. And there's a piece of me that truly wants to go forward from this very light, loving, compassionate place to invite into a new experience of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And the piece that's fighting is, I know where I'm at with my energy, but yet the thought of getting pulled into the bucket with the old ways and old paradigms
mm-hmm.
around it, that does not sound really light and stimulating to me, but I do know that it's part of purpose.
Yeah, it's why you're being called. It's why you chose this. Think about this, Kathy, that you chose this in light body form before you came. Now, what I'm hearing is these are extreme hate crimes, extreme cases that people say, I can't even listen to this. You will do grief counseling for families with people, depending on the state you choose to live on, with people who would be executed. You may do grief counseling with those being executed, if you so choose. This whole aspect of spirituality is immense, and that's your specialty inside of grief. You see people's souls. So, Kathy, you have a very, very, very high calling within this. Just know this isn't simple, and some of it's pretty gruesome. It's a lot of forgiveness, which I'm being told is more so your specialty. Forgiveness, you are exceptional at, aren't you?
Yes.
Of course you are, Kathy. So listen, you know, people get hardened doing this type of work. What I'm hearing is that's impossible for you with your heart and how you work your chakra system. So best of luck. Here's what I hear is go for it, girl, get accredited. And it's extreme hate crimes will be your specialty, and people will just grab you. Like, I have to have Kathy doing this. She's so exceptional. And it's alongside a mediator that will take you into the system and really teach it to you. So just trust, if you so choose this, this is your huge part of your mission. It's going to come forth in a very big way. Stay in touch with us and let us know what happens.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, both of you, and namaste to both of you.
Namaste,
thank
Kathy.
You. Have a great day, and thank you for calling, Kathy. And everyone, you're listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Mile High psychic medium and energy practitioner, Michelle Houchins. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
I don't know about all of you, but I felt like I was part of the Blues Brothers there for a minute. I felt myself in a suit and a hat, and I was strutting along. And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Michelle Houchins. You know, Michelle, are you ready to get back on task here and talk a little bit about how do we look at the effects of the mind, the body, and the spirit in relationship to cleaning the clutter of ourselves?
Yeah. So, you know, I gave a couple points is recognition first of your thoughts, of your words, and what's in your life and what works and what you might say doesn't. Okay. And remember, everything's there for a purpose. We manifest it. Then I talked about asking for help. Once you internally say, I desire for this to change, and you're very clear about that, and you trust that it will occur from signs on the earth, from people, you know, we call them our angels on the earth, as well as from those who have crossed over, as well as spirit. So know and trust all of that will occur. It just is. It's the laws. They're built on mathematical equations. Now, the next thing people say is, well, how do I take my own health, mind, body, spirit, health, into consideration myself? Like, what do I do? Here's what I have my ninja turtles, I call them. I work with a lot of children in my practice, who typically come to me from their parents working with me. And I teach them to paint things white, this universal white light. You know, the vibration of love is 528 to 531 hertz. believe it or not, we can measure all of this frequency. You know, Dr. Einstein was so good at starting, well, really, Isaac Newton started it, right? So as we start to look at a lot of this aspect of frequency vibration of which we are, how do we change ourselves is to paint ourselves with this universal white light. So for some of you, it'll make sense to go from head to toe, and some of you from toe to head. Now, I want you to remember that we have this electromagnetic field. Some call it the etheric body. There's a little bit of difference there. However, include all of you. In the etheric body, there are the physical, the emotional, and the collective layers, millions of this. So make sure you paint all of you white. Now, let's say you're dealing with someone like, Michelle, I can stay very centered, I'm balanced, like the equinox, until, Joe Schmo comes into the room. Fantastic. Paint him white. Do the same thing. It's universal white light. Make sure you get the whole etheric body. What you'll find is people who don't like to live in white light will walk away. They won't like being around you. Frequency attracts frequency. So, or you'll find that they tend to change. You never know what someone's going through in their life. All you can do is address it and send this sense of prayer, meditation, affirmation of goodwill. The sense of gratitude and compassion is truly what moves our universe. So I do that all the time. I also teach kids to paint a whole room, their whole house, everything white light. Your buildings, your work, your vibration. It's why we bless food. Do it with your food. Mm-hmm. Do it with everything you ingest. If you're white light, what you ingest should be white light. All part of the spring cleaning. So getting into that habit. Now, let's say you have this thought that you can't get out of your mind. It's something that occurred to you, and it was devastating. In fact, it keeps you up at night. You do everything to block it. Paint it white light. Now, how do you paint it white light? Close your eyes. You know, get the sense, you know, a lot of deep breathing is fantastic for us. It's the prana. And get this sense of, you know, in yoga we call it the asana, this flow and the life flow of energy. And we call it ujjayi breathing, and this sense of two counts or three counts. It's the even in and out. It's that balance. So two or three counts in and out. Close your eyes and ask to be handed this universal white light paintbrush. And literally, you'll see, feel, hear this paintbrush in you. Grab that paintbrush with your mind's eye or even with your physical hand and start painting. You can go as fast or as slow as you would. Now, some of you love the color purple, a very, very high vibration. Fantastic. Grab the purple brush. This white light is inclusive of all. If you think about the light spectrum, is inclusive of all colors. It's that of balance. However, purple makes sense to you, have at it. Some of you might say, wow, today green makes sense. It's a very healing color. Now, that's up to you. Work with your intuition and trust it. Black, browns are the lowest vibration. So you definitely want to stay away from those. Now, those are things that you can do for the spring cleaning. And trust me, they work. They change people's lives. I do this every day in my clinical practice, and people say, wow. Now, I do past life regression. For those of you that say, that kind of hits on some of my belief systems, I understand. My background is as a Christian girl, and how it's been explained to me is our spirit, or that which you call our soul, is on this continuum. It's the human mind that we think it's in sequence. So let go of that. And if there's something in your past that doesn't make sense to you, I don't know why I think this, where it came from, paint it in white light. Let go of it. For some of you, you may say, listen, I'm going to paint it white light, and I'd like it to be removed from my body, my mind, my soul. However it looks for you, ask for that assistance. It truly works.
Wow. And you know what? It does, because we've talked about this. I've used the paintbrush. I know my son has used the paintbrush. It is an amazing feeling. I just can't describe it, because I get this free energy feeling
I feel like I'm flowing, you know, just like a flower in the wind. And it's just like I just kind of go from side to side. I feel really there is no control. And one of the biggest pieces of, you know, of this paintbrush and clearing that clutter out of my energy field, if you will, and even painting it on, you know, let's say people who are going to work and like, oh, gosh, there's so much drama. Well, this is like what you mentioned before. Watch your words. You know, the words should. Should is a judgment word, meaning you should do this, you should do that. So think of another word instead of the word should to replace that from your vocabulary. And one of the things is when you go to work, paint the building before you walk in and see if your energy feels a little bit different. You know, I've had that recently in some of the work that I was doing, and I'm actually painting the area before I walk into it. And I am putting that energy, that white light out there, and I'm asking for help. I'm like, all right, bring it on, angels. I just want to be in this place of love and gratitude, release the judgment, and allow me to be. Just be present, be here, be now. And that's exactly what you're sharing, Michelle. It is an amazing, amazing tool, and it's free.
You know, what's interesting, Elizabeth, is that the human ear hears one out of, you know, we average about 7 to 15 words. And it's why it's that old, you know, telephone game is what I heard is different than you hear. So think about how you hear. It's much to how you think. Do you pick up on specific vibrations and have affiliation to those vibrations, which we call words, both in my mind and how I hear you? So let's say your boss, all you do is hear the criticism, or your spouse, or yourself. Paint that with this white light and make sure that it's that of universal white light. It's different than just white paint. It's white light. It's universal white light, and you must ask for it first. It will be given. It's universally given. Doesn't matter what you've done in your life, it's universally given. So as you
Absolutely.
Do that,
and I know, Michelle, we're going to have to take a commercial
sure.
break, Michelle. When
Fantastic.
We come back, let's do a little bit more with our white light. Everybody stay tuned, and we will be right back after these messages.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane.
Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
And I'm still laughing because now I'm strutting in a black and white outfit. Saturday Night. All right, welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest, Michelle Houchins. Just a reminder to connect with me at ElizabethCookson.com. I will be starting my blogging here within the next week, giving you some free reading information for the week. And any questions, concerns, definitely reach out. Go to my Facebook page. Let me know if there's anything that you'd like to hear about or anything that you want to learn about. And, Michelle, let's go ahead and get back and let's talk a little bit more about clutter.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a little bit of a turn here and talk about, you know, this whole sense of transition that we went through and have been going through over the last about 3.5 and 5 years. And we really hit it when we hit 12/21/12, or this sense of these new frequencies on Earth, you know, that we have talked, gosh, a lot about with the Mayan calendars. So as we're evolving as a human race or consciousness, what's occurring, and as we evolve, by the way, all evolves, what we've really been hit with is the sense of ego. And when you look up ego in most dictionaries, they talk about ego is the self. Especially as distinct from the world and other selves is the exact. It's the division of the psyche that is conscious and behavior. And, you know, as a neurolinguistics program practitioner, I would tell you, it's the sense of the conscious brain that's here to quote-unquote protect us. It's here for discernment to protect us. And until the age of about anywhere from 5 to 7, we stay, in fact, it's not developed. We stay in these brainwave states we call theta brainwave states in our unconscious brain that have no sense of right or wrong. It's often why kids are so imprintable. It's why they take in 40 billion bits of information per second. And once the conscious brain kicks in, we take in 40 bits of information per second. Now, the conscious brain is a great thing. There's a reason that it's there. It's protective, it's discerning, it's there to slow us down. Often the sense of ego in the conscious brain is what starts to trip us up. Many people would say, well, the ego's when you're arrogant, when you're self-righteous. I would say ego comes forth many different ways. It's really a state of fear when we feel this sense of ego. Fear comes along as victim. Fear comes along as better than. Fear comes along as many, many things. And, you know, often we love to have this sense of codependent that you need me. I need to save you. That's a sense of ego. If everything is divinely guided and sequenced, why would you need to save anyone? Isn't everyone equally as powerful and empowered on the earth? Boy, I cleaned up a lot of belief systems about that for a long time. Saying that, this whole sense of ego is really a sense of simply acknowledgement. It's this sense of understanding ourselves inside of the all. if all are empowered, do we accept everyone for who they are? So last weekend, I really was having a tough time with someone in my life, accepting the decision that they had made, within our relationship. And I finally just sat down and said, that's enough. Source, or this higher power, which I call source, source of everything, divine creator, I so choose to accept everything, everyone, everywhere in my life since the beginning of time. And believe it or not, I had said pieces of that. I hadn't said that complete sentence. And the release that I achieved was immense. So something to think about, the sense of ego is fear. And fear comes across many, many ways. Fear, people say, well, it's this intuitive sense. It's actually on the opposite side of the spectrum of intuition. When we truly have intuition, it's a sense of knowing and being, and it's a very peaceful place to be. Fear disables intuition. So letting go of the fear, that sense of ego, it just is. We're human beings. Let go of it. That's the whole aspect to, you know, use this white light in a paintbrush form. Ask for it to be removed. And then more importantly, ask for what you desire.
Absolutely. And not what you don't want. Because they, you know, as you mentioned, you know, everything in the positive, everything mm-hmm. good. And one of the things I think that we've learned, like you say, once we got past that, I want to say that innocent age, and we start to get a lot of influence from others, we get into a different belief system in some places, and our vocabulary changes. And one of the things is can't, don't, not. And those are words, you know, as you've mentioned on other shows, those aren't heard by the universe, right? They hear, I do want that. Right? So could you share this? I know we only have a couple minutes, but share that, because I think that's important with the use of words.
Fantastic. So our universe is built on these universal laws that are equations. And math simply is. So think about these mathematical equations. Well, that's how your language intermixes with them. So what is heard is all in the affirmative. It just is. Think of about it, you know, people call it the highest truth. It is what is. So we wrap stories around it of not, and I don't want this, and I don't want that. And darn it, as soon as you say, I don't want a bad day, I don't want a bad day, what starts happening? So what I say is, right, keep your mind in what you desire. There is no sense of trying. You either do or don't. It's all choice. People are coming to me in droves saying, what is my life purpose, Michelle? Assist me. I don't know it. As soon as we get very clear, we know it. Ask a six-year-old what their life purpose is, and all day long they know it. They know what their life purpose is that day. When we get into the state of vibration, of original origin, remove the clutter, we know why we're here. It's very, very clear. And what we find out as adults, it's what we've been doing since the beginning of time, since the beginning of birth. We've always done that, and we don't give it credit. So give yourself credit to this place of centeredness to really live this joyful life, and language that way. Language and thoughts, you know, your thoughts are language, and they manifest, are incredibly important. It's what's in your life.
Absolutely. And I know we've got just about a minute left, but I also wanted to share with talking about cleaning your clutter. And one of the things that you had recommended to me, I think in a show we did back even in December, was that clean the clutter physically in your house. So if you've got boxes, if you've got papers, if you've just got junk everywhere or things that no longer serve you, pictures of ex-husbands, people that no longer, you know, you like, that kind of stuff, clean it out and watch the flow of energy. It's amazing how you feel.
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle speaks about this space, this void, and leaving space. It's in our mind, body, spirit, and in our homes. Everything is vibrational that we touch, feel, sense all around us. The company we keep in our lives. What vibration are you choosing? If your house is so cluttered, do you take your mind off of that, or is that what you sit in? we're representations of what our thoughts are in our world. So if you like it, fantastic. If it no longer works for you, it worked for you yesterday and it's different today, change it. Let go of the self-judgment, simply acceptance. And acceptance in the equinox is what the earth is all about. The earth axis says, in the state of equinox renewal, I accept myself. We're a piece of Mother Earth. We're, you know, that sense of equilibrium isn't in us, is in us at this time. So take advantage of it. Enjoy it. Let go. I know people who had the best 2 weeks, 3 weeks of their life during the retrograde. You don't need to accept that all the planets are doing is telling you to look at your communication patterns. Well, if they're fantastic, some people do very well through a retrograde. Let go of your limiting beliefs. We are
out of time, and I'm getting the cat from across the screen here. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening today. Michelle Houchins, and this is Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart Radio. Stay tuned, and we'll be back next week. Blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.